It's Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Bonnie North. A new report from a University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee researcher highlights one reason African-American teachers may leave classrooms: trust issues in the work environment. Surveys taken in 2017 show that Black teachers have lower perceptions of trust with other teachers. It also found that white teachers are less trusting of Black principals. UWM researcher Curtis Jones says the trust breakdown is important for Wisconsin schools to address because the state needs more educators of color. WUWM education reporter Emily File spoke with Jones and to Katie Rainey. She works in educator support at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. DPI has partnered with Jones, using his research to inform its teacher effectiveness efforts. Jones started by talking about the racial mismatch between students and teachers in K through 12 schools.
It's really important for a student of color to have at least one experience having a teacher from their same ethnic background, much more likely to graduate high school on time and even go to college.
If a student of color has a teacher who looks like them.
Yes, who's from their background. And so the question was, well, how many students of color are getting that experience in Wisconsin? We know that there's about 33% students of color in Wisconsin. What's been going on with the teaching population, unfortunately, is it hasn't kept up with that. We have, outside of the Milwaukee Public Schools, I think it's fewer than 2% of teachers are either African-American or Latinx, while I think it's like 15% of students are. And what we ended up finding out was that if you just looked at all of the schools across the state, 86% of schools had no African-American teachers, and 83% had no Latinx teachers, but only 10 schools across the whole state had no African-American or Latinx students.
So the students in Wisconsin are getting more diverse, and the teachers are not. And the vast majority of Wisconsin schools do not have any African-American or Latinx teachers.
That's right.
And then, Katie, do you want to speak to... So there's clearly this issue in the mismatch between students and teachers in Wisconsin schools in terms of the racial demographics. But then there are also some disheartening numbers when it comes to retention of Black teachers especially.
I think Curtis's study helps to identify that we can't just focus on diversifying the pipeline, that we also have to focus specifically on retention. So just getting more educators of color licensed and in buildings is not enough, because currently what we're finding is that educators of color are more likely to leave not just the building but the profession at a much higher rate, and that shift, that gap, happens within the first 2 years of their employment. So there's something happening within that first 2 years that is significantly impacting those educators in a way that is different than their white colleagues. And that's regardless of the type of school or district or the population and demographics of that school or district, that across the state, educators of color are leaving the school and the profession at, is it more than double?
It's a lot more than double.
Okay. It's significantly faster within those first 2 years.
Do you want to get into some of those numbers?
Well, I try to remember them directly. And you know, it's important to also consider that that this particular study was one time period. We've looked at other time periods and the numbers are a little different. There's still a big disparity.
And what time period was this study?
This was, I think, starting in 13-14, following teachers through 18-19. And we found that within the first 2 years, the teachers of color had much lower retention rates, both in their school and within the profession. And it's really low for African-American teachers, where I think the retention of teachers in the profession was just barely above 50%.
Okay, so retention is an issue, representation is an issue, and then you explored in this study, you know, one answer to the potential question of why do Black and Latinx teachers leave the classroom at higher rates? And you looked at one possible cause, the trust between teachers and their peers and teachers and principals. So talk about how trust correlated with retention.
Sure, right. We thought, well, let's look at the trust between teachers and teachers and principals as a potential explanation for why a teacher might leave. We knew historically that the trust between a teacher and a principal was probably the biggest predictor of whether or not a teacher would stay in that school. And so we know that
the biggest predictor?
Yeah, of whether or not a teacher would stay in that school, at least of the information that we have. Teachers leave the principal more than they leave the school. And so since there was a lot of teachers of color leaving schools, well, maybe there was something there that was consistent with that. So we found that African-American teachers across the board reported lower levels of trust between teachers in their school. And this was regardless of context. And that white teachers reported lower levels of trust with principals of color and with more diverse teaching groups within a school. So the more diverse the teachers were in a school, the less trust white teachers reported having with those teachers. And so when we accounted for those things, it partially explained some of those retention differences we saw between groups. The trust that we saw between teachers was a pretty strong predictor of whether or not a teacher would stay in that school. And the trust between teachers and principals was also a pretty strong predictor of whether or not they would stay in that school. So it just made sense, and there's a lot of research out there nationally that speaks to this. And so we felt pretty confident that that was at least part of the story.
And it brings up a lot of questions that you can't answer from this existing data.
Right.
About why there are these hang-ups in trust between teachers and principals of different races. Katie, what was your reaction to this research?
I think it speaks to bias. And so, you know, that was one of the things that we know is an issue. And to be able to have data to tell a story, even if it's not the full story, is really powerful in terms of informing potential changes or next steps.
What should schools do with this information, and what does DPI plan to do at this point?
The discussions are very new. So we presented this to Cabinet just about a month ago.
What do you mean by that when you say Cabinet?
Cabinet is our upper level leadership. So it includes the state superintendent, Carolyn Stanford Taylor, as well as our deputy superintendent, Mike Thompson, and then each of the assistant state superintendents who are the heads of the five departments within the agency. Dr. Stanford Taylor has been very specific and outspoken about her vision for the agency and having it be a focus on equity. And so their conversations at the cabinet level have been, what does that specifically mean? And what are we going to focus on? And what are the levers and the policy, tools that we can use to try to make a difference for equity within education? And so the timing of this report was just, you know, very timely in that we were able to present to them before they started having some of those conversations. And we basically asked that they consider this data as they go deep into those discussions. Diversifying the workforce is one of the key aspects that they've been talking about. And so we asked them to consider, as they're having the conversation specifically around diversifying the workforce, to focus also on retention.
Mm-hmm. Especially in those first 2 years. It seems like if you can build a strong relationship of mutual trust between a principal and a new teacher in their first 2 years, they're much more likely to stay in that school and to stay in public education.
Exactly.
And Curtis, what do you think are some of the strategies that could be used to help tackle some of the issues raised in this report?
The number one strategy that we've been thinking about related to this has been related to how there's a lot of equity training and bias training that teachers are going through and have been going through within schools. And it's been focused on teachers' relationships with students of color and with parents of color. And so a lot of teachers understand implicit bias and things like this that are in relation to how they're interacting with students and parents. I don't know of any initiatives in Wisconsin that are focused on how teachers work together to promote trust amongst each other. You know, increasing the pipeline is an important part of this, but what we need to do is make the teaching profession more attractive to persons of color. As it is right now, how are we going to sell this to a person of color as a career opportunity if we know that they're going to be placed into a school where they're likely having lower trust with other teachers and, you know, less satisfaction with their job?
Mm-hmm. Right. It's, you don't want to be saying to future teachers of color, enter this field. You have a 1 in 2 chance of staying in your job in 2 years.
Right.
Because basically half of new African American teachers leave their school
right
within 2 years.
That's right. We need to figure out how to keep the teachers we have before recommending a bunch of new teachers to go into that system.
Because ultimately it's better for kids.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it's in a big part of this research was about, you know, the fact that the racial achievement gap in Wisconsin is the largest of any state in the United States. And why is that? Well, some kind of foundational factors for that are students of color do not, for the most part, get the experience of working with a teacher from their same ethnic background. And the teachers in the schools with the, you know, majority students of color are still majority white and are much less likely to stay in those schools. So teacher retention on both ends of this harms the students of color and then exacerbates that achievement gap. We need to figure out how to fix the, you know, human resource system within Wisconsin schools so that it promotes gap closing, not gap expansion.
Curtis Jones is a senior scientist and education researcher at UWM. Katie Rainey is director of educator development at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. They join WUWM's education reporter, Emily Files. Emily is interested in hearing from Black and Latinx teachers to talk about their experiences working in Wisconsin schools and whether this research into retention and trust resonates with what they've seen. You can reach her at files@uwm.edu.